Well, good morning. So we'll continue with the topic that we've been looking for the last few Sundays on the Great Reset. So the question that I had was, is this preparing the way for the man of sin, which is Antichrist? Is it? That is the question I have. So for those that have not been able to be here the last few Sundays, I will go ahead and repeat those predictions that have been set by the World Economic Forum. Now, these predictions are not saying, I'm not saying that it'll come to be true, but these have been mentioned. It's open, it's on the internet, and it's very public. It's not a controversy. It is something that they are wanting to have it happen. Now, the first prediction they have is you will own nothing and you'll be happy. And that is by 2030. So WEF, World Economic Forum, warns people finally to move from the suburbs and rural areas into the cities. And if you look in Genesis chapter 47, at the time of Joseph, when they had problems of famine in Egypt, we found that Joseph also did the same thing. So I was questioning myself, well, is the WEF taking a little play from the Bible? And you can read 47 of Genesis from verse 13, and you can see that. Second prediction is USA will not be the superpower anymore. A small people will take control of the world. And I mentioned about the regional government of USA, Canada, and Mexico together, where there is a rumor that they are trying to bring in about 100 million people from Latin and South America into the USA. I'm not sure if this will happen, so don't think that all of these things are going to happen. Number three, you won't die waiting for an organ donor. We looked at it, and they are already printing by 3D printers the few organs of the body, and it should come to be a reality in the next few years. Number fourth prediction is you will eat much less meat because they want to get rid of beef and other animals because the methane production and the belching and things like that. Number five prediction is 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change and there will be more refugees. Now, we know that that is already happening. We have seen that in the American continent. We have seen that in the Asian continent. And we have seen very much in Europe, and that is going to happen. Now, number six is the polluters of this world will have to pay carbon taxes for emitting carbon dioxide. Now, this has already started for corporations, and will it happen for men or common men? I think it will. The seventh prediction is Western values would have been tested to the breaking point. Checks and balances that underpin our democracies must not be forgotten. Here, basically, what they're trying to do is they want to take and put Christianity at the back seat. That is what they are wanting. And number eight, we know this, says that you are preparing to go to Mars, and scientists would have found a way to keep you healthy. Now, we know our own Elon Musk has said that he will get people to Mars by 2030. And I think he's going to test fire the rocket for that sometime this year. And we can see that being announced in the near future. Now, before we continue, let's turn to Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26 and read a few verses from there. We had a wonderful, encouraging service this morning, and I don't want to discourage people, but this is just for information for each and every one of us. And it is not that these things are going to happen again, but we need to be aware. If there's a storm coming, we need to know this, that it's coming, so we will be prepared for it. Leviticus chapter 26, and reading from verse number 14. After I read this, then I will go through some of the nations of the world, because we looked at initially for the WEF, for these to happen, there has to be chaos in the nations of the world, at least the larger nations of the world, like Europe, like America, like Russia, like China, and nations like that. So I think it'll be appropriate for me to go through that and see what that is. Now, Leviticus chapter 26, starting from verse 14, these are what God is saying through Moses to the nation of Israel, that is his own children. And what it says in verse 14 is, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Verse number 20, and your strength shall be spent in vain, and your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield your fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And you few will not be reformed by these things, but will walk contrary unto me. Now, these are the words of God through Moses to his own children of Israel. But this is just informing them that if they don't follow his commands and his statutes, then their disobedience is going to cause them some difficulty. But the verses before that is the blessing that he promises his people, and that is for their obedience. So the question that I have this morning is, the things that are going on in this world, is it of our making? And is it because of our sin, our disobedience, our iniquity, and is there a reason for those in play here? And I think that has something to do with it, so we would look at those. Now, I'd like to go through the nations of the world and see what is going on, and if there is a possibility for chaos in this world around us. Let me find those slides and I will go through that. Now, first of all, let us start with our own nation, the USA. And now, what's going on around this world and around America today is, first of all, I like to talk about food. My major concern is, are we going to face a calamity with food, food shortage, resulting in hunger, starvation, and famine? Now, it's very unlikely. Why? Because we are the greatest nation that produces food, and we export food. But there is something that is happening in America today that people are trying to destroy our source of food. And I will show that to you in a little while. Now, what is happening in the USA? One is drought. We know that in the Midwest and in the West, there has been several severe drought this year, leading to destruction of fruits, grains, and the ranchers are selling their cattle because they don't have grass to feed them, because the floors are dry. I mean, the land is dry, and because of shortage of water. The rivers are getting dry. And in Kansas, it was reported that several cows just was found dead, 150 to 200 cows, because of the heat and because of dehydration. Now, when we look at farmers, we have got the best farmers in the world. I know Australia has tremendous farmers also, but what is happening to our farmers is they are not able to farm. The reason is because of the cost of fertilizer. The fertilizer cost is exorbitant, it is high, and the farmers feel for them to buy these fertilizers and farm, they will not get a good return. Secondly, the cost of gas, which is diesel, to run their tractors is also high, and it's going to go much higher. And the third is the cost of borrowing money has gone up, as you all know, our interest rates are going up, and it will continue to go up. So I put there, can we expect a food shortage? Again, I like to stress that I don't think so. There will be food available for the people that live in the US. However, we cannot say the same thing about the other continents because that will be where the problem is. But we need to be concerned for them also. Now, the second is our political leaders. Now, some of the policies of our leaders to stop fossil fuel production, as you all know what was done, and they're not encouraging fossil fuel production because they are of the opinion, and I think they are right, because that is causing the gases that is going up into the atmosphere and affecting pollution and affecting the climate change. Is there climate change? Yes. Is it from all of this? Possibly. And is this a change that happens over so many hundreds of years? Possible. But still, it is on the basis of climate change that they are the leaders, and the unelected leaders of the World Economic Forum that is pushing this narrative. And they are being successful so far. So we will see how it goes. Now, we are short of gas in this nation, and we are going to other nations for them to produce gas for us, like Venezuela, like Iran, and they are the enemies of this nation. And that is the last thing that we should do because we have plenty of gas here. There is no reasoning to tell others to produce gas when we have plenty of gas here, right here that we can drill. And if you see recently, Saudi Arabia, along with the OPEC Plus, they have decreased their production of gas by 2 million barrels per day. And this is going to increase our gas price. And you can already see our gas price have increased. Our political leaders recently was releasing 1 million barrels a day for 180 days. And where did they send it to? Did they put it for us, for the Americans here? No. They sent it to China. They sold it to China. They sold it to Europe, and they sold it to India. Three nations. And do you know what China did? They repackaged that and sold it to Europe for a profit. So that are these are the things that are happening in the world today. Now, third thing is combustion engine cars. These are gas-powered cars. These are the cars that we drive today. Now, they will not tell us not to drive. They will not, because there will be a riot. There'll be people out in the streets. But what they can do is they can put a green gas tax. What if they say $2 per mile that you drive? Imagine you drive 20 miles per day, driving to work, back, you're shopping, and all of the others. For 30 days, for one car, it'll cost you tax at $1,200. For two cars, that's $2,400. Now, I'm not saying this is what they will do, but these are just my statements. So don't take it that it is going to happen. Now, the other question that I have is, do you use fossil fuel products? Now, all of us use fossil fuel products. From the color of our hair to the toenail polish, that contains fossil fuel, because most of our products are made with fossil fuels, which is the gas that is pulled out from the soil. We have had fossil fuels for over 100 years, and we have got all the infrastructure for it. And now we are trying to turn that and use wind and solar, and that is going to take decades to get that for us. So we may face a little problem in that case. The fourth thing is, our president recently mentioned about a nuclear Armageddon, and that is something of concern. He just publicly said that. And is there any truth to that? Well, there may be. Why? Because in New York, as I understand, they're already putting out in TVs what they need to do in case of a nuclear strike. And the other thing is, they have already bought Nplate, which is a medication for radiation sickness, for $290 million. That's out in the news, a total of 350 million doses. And we have a population in the US about 330 million. Now, the US wants America, our leaders want our unemployment to go up to at least 6%, not 6%. Right now, the unemployment is 3.5%. Which means a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And that is a problem, but that's what they want to do. 6% is what their target is. However, looking at all the graphs and the charts that we look at markets today, we find that they may be even trying to collapse our stock market. We do not know. But everything points that the Fed has to pivot, has to change, because the more interest rate they increase, don't forget, our national interest rate with that height, they have to pay, our government has to pay the interest on the debt that we have, and our debt today is $31 trillion. And so they will pivot. So I feel by Easter of next year, 2023, we should have a tremendous, almost a parabolic rise in the market. So all our 401ks will see some life back again. Now, have you heard the Chinese have brought in secret police and they have stationed them in New York? That is news, isn't it? Who has approved that? It has been approved by our president itself. Why? They say it is take care of their nationals who are here. Now, I do not know what that is going to do, but the Chinese are going to take care of their own nationals here in this country, that is going to be a serious problem. That is something for thought. So when you look at this, it is something of concern, but will it happen? I do not know. And I'm not saying it will happen. But what concerns me about food is what I'm going to show you next. I told you we have plenty of food, plenty of food. We have got the means, we have got the know-how to grow. We have been or will be and continue to be the biggest producers of food in the world today. But see what's happening. You see, this is an attack on our food supply chains. This is what is happening to those plants that are producing food for us. And this is not private knowledge, this is public knowledge, and it's out. And there's been, at least since this year, since the start of the Russia-Ukraine war, which is the February 24, 2022, 22 food processing plants have been burned down. By whom? We do not know. Or is it an accident? It could very well be. You can go to the internet and check it. It's all there. On February 28, 2022, Shears Foods in Hermington, Oregon, those from the area may know this, a potato chip plant burned down in a boiler fire. Now, I looked at it further in this, and their report after investigation says that it was an accident. 22 food processing plants in 2 months, that we got to take it suspiciously. The second one, on March 13th, Nestle Foods plant in Jonesboro, Arkansas, a frozen Hot Pockets plant had a fire that burned down the plant. Next one, March 16, 2022, the Wally World Distribution Plant in Plainfield, Indiana, caught on fire. This one in Arizona on March 18, 2022, the Maricopa Food Pantry in Arizona caught on fire. When I looked at the food pantry, I thought that is not how much can food can they keep there. And when we further looked at it, it says the fire destroyed 40,000 pounds of food meant to feed the poor. Is this coincidence or is there something behind it? I'm also told that the FBI is investigating this. Now, there are 22 of these plants, food plants, processing plants, on fire, both here and in Canada. There are one or two over there too. I'll read this one more. There's a lot more, but I'll proceed on. On March 30, 2022, the Penobscot Macrum potato plant in Belfast, Maine, caught on fire. I do not know what these people have against potato plants. I think we all are consuming too much of these. And the Western Standard is a newspaper, identified a total of 22 food plant fires leading up to August 2022. That's 2 months. 2 months, 22 plants, and that is since the war began between Russia and Ukraine. So let me go next to Russia. Russia, there is a monetary, social and political upheaval in Russia, especially as you might have heard that Putin is threatening nuclear attack on Ukraine. Whether that will happen or not, I do not know. But that is when our president responded that there may be a nuclear Armageddon. The other information is almost 10 million young adults have left Russia, and the rich and the intellectuals are leaving Russia. Now, my question is, if Russia is Magog, they better act soon to march against Israel, as they may not have enough soldiers to take on Israel. So that is just something out of my concern. Now, you've also heard the Baltic Sea pipeline was bought recently. Nord Stream 1 and 2, these are pipelines that sends gas from Russia to Germany. I still remember during the last administration, they questioned Germany, why are you doing this? Why are you supporting your own enemy, giving them so much money and building this pipeline? And see what has happened. They have bombed that place and they are still wondering who did it. Now, all of these things with the industries or companies, multinational companies leaving Russia, deindustrialization of Russia has begun. Is there a possibility of collapse of Russia? Possible in about 5 to 7 years. Now let's look at Europe. Europe is spiritually dark. It's a dark continent. That was the nation of Europe or England or UK that sent missionaries out all over the world. And today their churches are closing and the Islam faith, they are buying out churches, putting a dome on top of it and converting that into mosque. And now they're having an electric and gas shortage. And the people in England, can you imagine? They don't have money to pay the electric bill. And the government has promised to pay everybody's electric bill. And you probably have heard recently that their pounds collapsed even below the value of the US dollar. And for one thing, the US dollar, they all think that they can take over the, currency power. They can take over the dollar, but the dollar is the strongest today, causing collapse of various currencies of the world. The yuan of China has collapsed. The yen of China is the lowest. The pound has collapsed. And so we find the power of the dollar. But the dollar has to be brought down. Otherwise, the currencies of the world will collapse. And so it was done one time before, which is called the Plaza Accord 1. And they may have to go to another Plaza Accord 2 to bring the price or the strength of the dollar down before serious things happen. Now, there may be also, a possible war between Turkey and Greece. Why? Because Turkey is provoking Greece to war for some problems. You can look at that and see. Possible bank failures in Europe. The two biggest banks of Europe, Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank, is close to failure, but they are too big to fail, just like Lehman Brothers in 2008 bank, and they may bail them out. But you know, the number of people that have invested in the bank, borrowed from the bank, there may be a collapse. Some analysts are saying that UK is turning to be a third world nation. Bad policies of this new administration, which is Liz Truss, which is the new prime minister, that has worsened the situation. Now, fertilizer. Belarus and Russia produces the most of the fertilizer, potassium fertilizer, and they are hoarding that fertilizer, and that will cause more problems to our farmers. Now, Europe has also distributed nuclear protection medication named potassium iodide, and it's being distributed in Europe. Let me go quickly. My time is almost up. China, watch for the National People's Congress, which is meeting starting tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 10th, meeting tomorrow to elect their next leader, Prime Minister Xi Jinping or Li Keqiang. I hope Li Keqiang takes it rather than Xi Jinping, but Xi Jinping has got his people in order there, so he may take the premiership for the third time. Real estate in China is collapsing. zero COVID policy is leading the lockdown of over 300 million people in China. Food shortage is already been announced by the president of China, and there is no more all you can eat restaurants in China. It's finished because they are trying to conserve food because of shortage food. And will there be hunger, starvation, famine in China? Quite possible. So we will see. These are things that could happen in 2023, 2024, if it happens. You know, there's always been warnings before, but most of the times it has not happened. So be of courage, and we need to know the facts and go with that. Now, for the fertilizer, they are hoarding phosphates. I told you about Belarus and Russia. They are hoarding potash. Here, they are hoarding phosphates. The reason they need that to grow their rice plantations. But at the same time, what I have known is they are also hoarding food. Is it for leverage at the negotiating table? It very well could be. Now, the demographic collapse of the population, I mentioned a few Sundays ago that the population of China had actually gone down because they said they had an error in their calculation by 100 million people. So what they're saying of 2.4 billion population is now 2.3, and the demographic consultants say that by 2060, the population of China will go down to 600 million. Do you believe that? I do not know. Remember the one-child policy? That's what is happening to them. Now, then again, a question. If the nation of the East has to field an army of 200 million soldiers, and if that is China, they better act soon. Hurry up. And that is my advice for them. And the last one is collapse of China is possible in about 7 years. Is that possible or not? We do not know, but time is before us, so we will know. I will finish out shortly. It's almost time. World hotspots, Russia and Ukraine is already at war. Greece and Turkey is rumbling up there. North Korea and China, Japan and South Korea, you know that North Korea has recently sent 7 to 10 missiles over the island of Japan, and the U.S. has Ronald Reagan is South Korea, and China and Taiwan is also at loggerheads with each other. Again, a question: nuclear Armageddon? Is it going to happen? I hope not. I pray not. And I pray that peaceful minds will reign supreme here. And my sincere impression is Putin will come to the table because he's losing very badly. A few more Bible verses here from Leviticus. We just read that. God also warned that because of disobedience, you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it, and that God would cut off your supply of bread. God, later in Deuteronomy 28, 23 to 42, I just took a few verses, later warned the Israelites that in addition to crop damage by drought and insects, you shall be oppressed and plundered continually, and your flocks and herds will be violently taken away from before you and given to your enemies. A nation whom you have not known shall eat the fruit of your land. You shall be driven mad because of the sight which your eyes see. The last slide here is, of course, the third horseman that is in Revelation. I don't think we will be here, or I should say, I'm sure we won't be here because we will be gone. But let me finish up with the last verse, Deuteronomy 13:16. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us close. Our Father, we thank you for this time that you've given to us. We thank you for this knowledge, making us aware of the things that the people of this world is planning. Father, we know that nothing happens without your knowledge because you are supreme and you are our God. Oh Lord, protect us, be with us, give us courage no matter what we have to face. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all the promises and assurances that you have given to us. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.